and maybe one of his more influential former players when you look at the cultural impact that his recruitment had on football in general. Alema Fitisimanu joins us. He is he's currently up at the University of Utah as the Director of High School Athlete Relations. He joins us on our I Am Flash hotline. Alema, how are you, sir?
Hey, what's happening, guys? How you doing?
Doing pretty good. How's that drive going?
Man, it's a tough ride looking at all this beauty, but it's a lot of fun. But we're spending time as a family, and it's good.
You're just giving you kind of a chance. You told me you're driving down through southern Utah, so you're getting that chance to kind of reflect probably as you drive today on kind of the life of your former coach, Lavelle Edwards. What did he mean to you? What kind of an impact did Coach Edwards have on you?
Well, you know, you get busy in your own lives, and, then you get hit with the information that came out this morning that he passed, and you're just going, man, I don't know if I had explained properly to my own kids and my own family what Lavelle Edwards meant to me. And so, man, I don't know if my life takes the same route it did had he not stepped into my life, 30-some-odd years ago in 1984 when he came to Samoa and recruited me.
So, if you will, give us kind of the cliff notes on that, because we've talked about it a lot, how impactful that pipeline has been for both BYU, Utah, and now more and more schools around the country. It's obviously been huge for the Polynesian community, for the island of Samoa. You were one of the first, if not the first, guys to get pulled out of there and given a full-ride scholarship?
So back in the day, a lot of kids were going to junior colleges and Division II and III level schools, but no one had been offered a D1 scholarship. But when Lavelle Edwards found out about me, he made me a target, and then he actually came to the island himself, being the first coach to ever come down there, and then offered me there. And once he did that, that just kind of triggered a lot of things happening on the island, and then what the national landscape of recruiting. People are now putting together their budgets to make sure that they now have a trip. Somebody's going to Samoa to grab some of these kids. And, on the island, they were preparing the kids better. They're coordinating with the programs to make sure that they were eligible. And before you know it, you're seeing all the Pac-12 schools. In fact, Lavelle came down. He just left the island. And Dick Tomey came on the next plane. And so I had to tell him, I'm sorry, Mr. Tomey, I've already committed to Lavelle. And had you come a little bit earlier, I might have committed to you. But just so how things worked out, I had committed to Lavelle Edwards, and I was going to go play at BYU. But I grew up at a University of Hawaii. But so Dick Tomey was right after him. And those two were battling it out to see and bring the most kids off the island.
One of the interesting things also about Lavelle Edwards' legacy seems to me to be the fact that, a lot of coaches don't keep in great contact with their players, or after a guy moves on from the program through graduation or whatever, that the program kind of, by necessity, closes itself off a little bit. But, man, everyone's got a story of Lavelle 10 years after the fact that they played, 15 years after the fact, weddings and funerals and baby blessings and all that stuff. He stayed pretty active in his former players' lives.
Yeah, I read something that Tom Homo put out. He said, when Lavelle Edwards came into his life, he came at the right moment. And I think that's why, with us girls coming out back in the day, and the impact that a guy like that could have on an 18-year-old, man, it's endless, the impact, because he's coming at you at angles that the kids aren't really thinking that way, but he's got such a eternal perspective, I think, that the information he's given you is going to help you in the long run. And those are the lessons learned, right? Those are the ones that can stay with you. And so, and you use that in your future, in your future, in your life. And I think that's why he means so much to a lot of guys, because we've listened to him. We've heard him preach. And everything he says, it came exactly how he had predicted things were going to be. And the one thing he always did was make you feel like, you know, you're the most important person. You are so valuable to our team. And if you don't change and reach higher, then we can't use you. You got to be better than the way you're walking into our program.
Do you have any great stories about Coach Edwards? We always like to hear great stories. What's your favorite story, maybe a personal story that you've got with Coach Edwards, a great experience you had that maybe was something either on the field that he said to you or something off the field that maybe nobody knows about?
Well, there's several interactions, but, you know, this might be an opportunity for me to clear the air, too, because, you know, around university football offices, you know, Freddie likes to spread rumors a little bit, you know. So, you know, back in, we just finished the national championship. We just beat Michigan, and we're during break. And, of course, we're feeling pretty good. So we're going out in town. We're beating the town in Provo. We're going out to the club. Go out to the club in Provo. We get into a little incident with some kids from College of Eastern Utah. Anyways, it was their football team and us, and something happened, and someone ended up being thrown through a plate glass window. For the record, you know, I'm a peaceful man, you know. I ain't trying. But anyways, we got in trouble for that incident. And Coach, we're in spring ball, and Coach pulls us all together at the end of practice. Because, you know, something happened at the palace. I don't know who it was. But everyone is banned from going to this carnival. And you can hear this big groan.
Oh no!
I think we lost
him.
I think we lost him.
that though, that's a great. Everyone banned. That's a good enough. That's a good
you're
enough
all banned.
Place to end this. You're all banned from going out to the club.
I love it if you can still hear us. Thanks, man. Thanks for weighing in. I know you're taking that drive down to Arizona with the family. Enjoy the vacation there.
Yeah, we appreciate Alema Fitisemanu joining us again. Just part of the legacy of Lavelle Edwards, but opening a Polynesian pipeline that has changed the entire landscape of college and NFL football. 1984? That was a while ago.
Yeah.
30 years of impact.
32 years. So.
We're going to speak with another one of Lavelle's former players, Carlos Nuno, about his impact on his life, and we'll get into some Utah Bowl game. Does Joe Williams go down as one of the best Utah running backs ever? We'll talk about it. OC and Swinney, ESPN 700.